Random House Audio presents The Wave by Susan Casey. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. When you look into the abyss also looks into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. 57.5 degrees north, 12.7 degrees west, 175 miles off the coast of Scotland. February 8th, 2000. The clock read midnight when the 100-foot wave hit the ship, rising from the North Sea out of the darkness. Among the ocean's terrors, a wave this size was the most feared and the least understood, more myth than reality, or so people had thought. This giant was certainly real. As the RRS Discovery plunged down into the wave's deep trough, it heeled 28 degrees to port, rolled 30 degrees back to starboard, then recovered to face the incoming seas. What chance did they have, the 47 scientists and crew aboard this research cruise gone horribly wrong? A series of storms had trapped them in the black void east of Rockall, a volcanic island nicknamed Waveland for the nastiness of its surrounding waters. More than 1,000 wrecked ships lay on the seafloor below. Captain Keith Avery steered his vessel directly into the onslaught, just as he'd been doing for the past 5 days. While weather like this was common in the cranky North Sea, these giant waves were unlike anything he'd encountered in his 30 years of experience. And worse, they kept rearing up from different directions. Flanking all sides of the 295-foot ship, the crew kept a constant watch to make sure they weren't about to be sucker-punched by a wave that was sneaking up from behind or from the sides. No one